Many people already know that Billy Meier has made predictions and that they were, you know, signed, dated, stamped, numbered. So to make them, you know, the type of thing, a kind of corpus that one can go back to and really not have to do a lot of reading into. Because they're not vague predictions by and large. Right, Michael?
I would say they're not vague predictions. Unlike things like Nostradamus,
right,
they tend to be cryptic. A lot of this is simply spelled right out.
Well, not to mention, Nostradamus is cryptic and in Middle French, which makes it even harder to. Here, we got modern language and you got specifics. So
yeah,
we can go from here. And if you had to give a top five of the predictions that Billy Meier says he got from the Plagiarans, what would they be?
That's kind of hard because things rotate in terms of significance, right? I mean, for instance, we have now this past week or week and a half, you've seen all this rioting in France, and we have some very specific information from Meier that he published quite some time ago that pertains to this. Now, fortunately,
would you put that in the top five, though? I mean, I think that's cool, but
yeah,
I think there have been some others, haven't there, that have
Sure.
very specific predictions.
Well, I can give you 10 right off the top.
Okay,
I mean,
let's do that.
Because these were in the possession of Lieutenant Colonel Wendell Stevens prior to these things being fulfilled, all except one. Here are about 10 of them. The Jonestown Massacre, the overthrow of the Shah of Iran, the Chinese invasion of North Vietnam, the Iran hostage crisis, the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, the terrorist attack on the Iranian embassy in London, the abdication of Queen Juliana of the Netherlands, the death of Tito of Yugoslavia, Mount St. Helens eruption, and the assassination of Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. All of these were in a document that has got some other stuff in it that's mind-boggling, but I'll just lay those out to start with.
Okay, what were the predictions? Give us the actual, if you have them handy, on what was actually said about it. Because, I mean, the fact that, you know, that Tito would die, that's
sure,
kind of an inevitability.
I will have to look that up because I've got some documents here and I have to open up stuff and I'll
okay,
do it.
If we can do it maybe after the break at the bottom of the hour.
Sure. I mean, a lot of these are in a whole document, but let me jump into this document for one other thing that's very important. In the same contact that Meier had, which is known as the 115th contact, October 19th, 1978, he claims to be in a ship with this woman, Semyaze, and he's describing Jupiter, the ring system around it. He's describing the terrain on Europa, one of the moons, and one other moon, and this is where we get into the mind-boggling aspect of this case. He describes, the moon Io, and he's saying, oh yes, I remember you told me before, he's referring to a previous time, that this is the most volcanically active body in the solar system. And he goes on to describe that the ejecta from the volcanoes in Io are composed of dust particles and sulfur ions, and they're contributing to, at that point, he says, the rings around Jupiter, and he speaks of the speeds of the matter. He describes the terrain on Io, and he says it's unusually smooth and not cratered because so much of the matter from the volcano that isn't taken up into the rings or perhaps the torus falls back onto the surface of this body. Now, that was on October 19th, 1978. On March 9th of 1979, Wendell Stevens had this entire document in his possession that included the 10 predictions I just, you know, told you about before and all of this information about Jupiter. It was not until 3 days after that, on March 12th, 1979, that the announcement was made at NASA, or JPL, that Io had just been determined to be the most volcanically active body in the solar system, and they concluded that from the Voyager 1 probe of March 5th, 1979. This is a 5-month difference that Meier is ahead of them on. Even the Cornell University, the chairman of the astronomy department, Dr. Joseph Viverka, had to admit that if Meier said that then, 3 to 6 months before, then all he could say was the man was right, and he didn't know why or how. Now, all of this is on the DVD if we're going, you know, kind of
right.
fast on stuff.
No, but, the DVD, I thought you laid it out really well, by the way.
Thank you. I hope so, because, see, the DVD also contains the information, the warnings about the Paris riots.
And, oh, I get that. I think it's very interesting, and I like the way you, and you'll have that handy, right? The Paris warnings. You have the actual prediction right there with
you. Yeah, somewhere here. I've got stuff in front of me, and I'll be able to just bring it up, and you know, we'll read it off, and I can do that, as a matter of fact, in just a moment. I just wanted to really let people know, with this information on Jupiter, this is of monumental importance, because here is a man, a quote-unquote Swiss farmer in 1978, announcing 5 months before it's discovered that the most volcanically active body in the solar system is a moon of Jupiter's that we have not yet seen.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And he saw it, did he? Or did he was just told about it by the Plejaris?
He claims that he was brought up close and personal, as he was to Venus, where he likewise published similar information about Venus that turned out a year in advance to be correct before the probe, either from the U.S. or the Russians, got there. He published information on Saturn and its moons that turned out to be correct before we discovered it. He predicted long ago, quite long ago, the two planets beyond Pluto before we, you know, found it. This is the kind of stuff where people who are trying to, you know, stick their fingers in the case and say it's a hoax, there's too many holes in their dike. They don't have enough fingers and toes to stop the flood of verifiable information. Now, we've talked about this French thing, and it is indeed available on the website for people, but if you're not on the computer, let me read it to you, and let me tell you, this was from November 23rd, 1981. Now, I have to tell you, I first read this in 1986 when a friend of mine had the physical book in which this was printed, known as the Prophetian. It was printed first in 1982 and then again in 1996. Now, I'm standing reading stuff, and there's a lot more with this one contact, but I've just done this excerpt here. And they're talking about Europe being attacked and the U.S. not being able to go and defend it because of attacks on the homeland, 1981. Now, here's the clip that pertains to Italy and France. And again, we haven't seen all of this and hopefully don't see it go to this extreme, but here's what it says. And they also mention Italy and France will be shaken due to revolutionaries who murderously and by arson destroy every order. Paris will be destroyed from within and burnt down. The inhabitants themselves are those who lay Paris into rubble and ashes via murder, arson, and revolution, while Italy also falls due to massacres. Now, people, please, you're right. That all hasn't happened yet, and maybe we can, in our consciousness, by putting this out, help to stave off that ultimate thing. But pay attention. Here's the next part of it from 1987, February 28th, 1987. Again, you can read this on the website. France will, and this is talking about now a future event from the outside, France will not only be invaded by the aggressors from the outside, but will also be conquered from within as a result of collaborative forces and other forces. This can be envisioned as being the many foreigners of a different religion living in France at that time, and specifically Islam, which will be this force working from within, 1987.